Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to a rather unusual Mirths and Monsters episode. And considering what we have covered in previous times, that's saying something. Let me bring you all up to speed with what's been happening over at the Mirths and Monsters Facebook group. Myself and the furry crew decided to have a wee tournament. We thought it'd be interesting and fun to find out which cryptid would be triumphant in a knockout-style competition. This is just a friendly swatch of fun, I should add. All cryptids, like us humans, are created equal. Except for Keanu Reeves. I think that's something we could all agree on. Anyway, I thought it'd be fun to do, and ooh, mama, it's been grand. Some, in my opinion, slightly shocking results. I truly thought Haggis would get further, but hey, maybe that's just the Scottishness of me rising up. We did daily votes, in which unicorns, Bigfoot, Mothman, dragons, and even the Plutonian cats who live in the Bermuda Triangle fell by the wayside, until we were left with just two. Two cryptids. Two legendary level creatures, two historical and influential behemoths that swatted aside their competitors to face each other in what has been described by me as a battle of the ages, and by little Rey Skywalker as,
"Not counting because I wasn't in the tournament, puny mortal."
Moving on. What I'm bringing you today are the thoughts of the two finalists. Who are these two finalists, I hear you ask? Well, let me give them the introductions that they deserve. In the wet corner, hailing originally from Nordic folklore, perhaps that's where the love of Abba comes from, but now living their best aquatic life wherever there are naughty sailors, weighing in at a heck of a lot, but it's mostly teeth and tentacles, and measuring 39 metres or 139 feet in length, there is no one more crazy, carnageous, catastrophically cantankerous than the Kraken! And now, in the other wet corner, for this is a final of the aquatics, hailing from the land of the bravest, handsomest, tallest, if they stand in a box, funniest, just totally amazingest, you know, rest of the world, why bother even really try? Land of Scotland, weighing in at whatever she wants, a length of several drunk elephants, a height of, well, it depends if you go by the head or the hump, really. The second of our finalists, the Loch Ness Monster, a.k.a.
Jesse.
I am not biased at all, not even a little bit.
Ahem.
So obviously we had to get in touch with the Kraken and Nessie. I was going to go see the Kraken myself, and I asked little Ray Skywalker and the wee man to pop up to Scotland and ask Nessie some questions. So obviously Nessie was just that little bit easier. They just had to pop up the road, have a wee swim, and Viola, there they are. With the Kraken, a tad more complicated. First, I had to make sure that they would be okay with me asking some questions, some of which are from our own Murthers. So first, I spoke to some local avian friends who frequent Casasique's grounds. They then flew to the coast, where they passed on the message to some seals, who then swam out a ways and relayed the info to a pod of dolphins, who in turn, after quite the journey, waved down, or flippered down, a passing blue whale, who ventured to where the Kraken has been known to hang out and, phew, was there. It took days and days for the birds to get to the seals and the seals to the dolphins, who then spoke to the whale, and the whale asked the Kraken, and the Kraken said, "Super Trooper," which I took as a yes. The next step was to fly to the ocean on the Mirth seaplane. I'm avoiding saying which one so as to not lock down any form of location for the Kraken, and then truckled downwards in the Mirth submarine and have a chat. Well, I say chat. It was impossible for me to be heard so far down in the depths, so I went old school and used Morse code via the powerful lights of the Mirth submarine. Kraken could reply vocally, as they have some impressive pipes. I then took note of the answers and headed back to Casasique, where the wee man and Ray Skywalker were already back. First up is the Kraken. The simplest way to do this is for me to read the questions and answers to you, along with any facial expressions that were given by the Kraken that will add context. I'll start with the Murthers' questions. First one was from Katie Bischoff and the Bischoff clan. And that question was, are the Kraken and Nessie friends? The Kraken's wonderfully gigantic mouth broke into a huge smile and replied, "Chiquitita." I was a little confused by this answer until I found out that Chiquitita means little one. And with the happy look on Kraken's face, I'm taking that as a big yes. Next Murthy question is from Jenna Ray Kirby, who asked, is there only one Kraken, and is there a Kraken family? Now, the Kraken's face took on what I could best describe as a coy look when she answered, "Mamma mia." And did I see a smaller, yet still large pair of eyes peek out from behind a mother's tentacle? Maybe. The Smith Murthers, that's Heather, Chase, and their own wee man Sam, wee human man, also had some questions. These were for both, but here are the Kraken's answers. Question 1, which was also asked by Jackie Ringon. What is your favourite food? The rather worrying answer was, the visitors. How do you spell gulp in Morse code? Next question was, do you have a partner, a romantic other? To which the Kraken replied, I do, I do, I do, I do, I do. Another Smith question was, would you like to have wings if you could? The quick answer from the Kraken was, gimme, gimme, gimme. Their final question was, do you have a stuffed animal friend? At this, the still just peeking over pair of eyes reached out their own tentacle to show me what looked like a soggy but beautiful ballerina doll. To which Mama Kraken looked down at and said, "Dancing Queen," and brought the mini Kraken closer to her side. Miss Jackie also asked if Kraken and Nessie shared holidays or hung out together, to which the reply was, "The way old friends do." Jacob and Rose Embry also asked about favourite food, but also asked if Nessie and Kraken like musicals. Nessie we'll get to, but the Kraken simply said, "Thank you for the music." I asked one more thing, and that was, did the Kraken want to reign triumphant in the final? to which they gave me a cheeky look and sang, "The winner takes it all." Jackie did also ask if they gave the best hugs. Kraken didn't answer, just gave the Mirthsub a big squeeze, which was lovely, but terrifying when the creaking started. Now, to the other finalist. So while I was away chatting to the Kraken, Ray and the wee man went up to see Nessie. What follows is me asking the questions, and Ray has insisted on giving the answers in her best impression of Nessie. I have asked to make sure that Ray hasn't changed or added anything, and she simply said,
"Puny mortal. Me?"
Strap in, folks. Asked about her friendship with Kraken, Nessie said,
"Oh, definitely friends. She calls me Chiquitita, and that makes me happy, and we hang out when we can. Obviously, I go visit. As big as Loch Ness is, Kraken would still be squished."
"Your impressions go, not bad. And your favourite food or meal?"
"I love eating puny mortals."
"Ray."
"Sorry, puny mortal. Let me get back into character. I am Nessie. Be the Nessie. You are the Nessie. My favourite food is macaroni pies. I do have to get the help from the local badgers to procure them for me, and I give them rides around the loch on my humps."
"And what about wings? Would you like them if you could have them?"
"Oh no, I love being a swimmer, and I'm better with depths than heights."
"Do you have a stuffed animal friend?"
"I don't, but I like to think of Ray as a living equivalent."
"Ray?"
"Puny mortal, this is what beautiful Nessie said."
I looked over at Wee Man, who looked just as surprised, but smiled and nodded in affirmation. "Uh-huh. That's incredibly sweet." Asked about having a partner or any romantic involvement.
"I don't, but I have so much in my life that fulfills me with friends and home that I'm still very happy."
"And what about musicals? Are they your bag, man?"
"Oh, yes. I'm often swimming to the tunes of Chicago or humming along to Hairspray. Gimme, gimme, gimme them all."
Last question was, how would you feel if you won the final of the cryptid tournament?
"Oh, you know, I'd probably celebrate with a macaroni pie or two."
Mirthers, thank you for tuning in to this different style episode. Who knows, it could well become an annual thing. Thank you to Katie, Jenna Ray, Heather, Chase, Wee Sam, Jackie, Jacob, and the wee Miss Rose. And feel free to join the Facebook group. It's Mirths and Monsters Facebook group, aka Finn's Fan Club. It's a smashingly and reassuringly friendly environment. Till we speak again, slantcha, my friends. Your good health.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.